questions that can begin constructive dialogue about building a world beyond war. Question number one. In light of all of the costs of war, i.e., the cost in human lives, the cost in alienation of foreign peoples and their governments, the cost in distraction from all of the other things we need to do to build our country, the actual dollar costs and the ballooning federal deficit, and given the fact that our country seems to get involved in a war every 10 or less years, and that war incurs these terrible costs, what can people, community leaders, and elected officials do, and what can the United States government do to prevent wars from happening? Question number two. What kind of model should the United States present to the world in nonviolent conflict resolution, humanitarian aid, support for international law, and collaboration with other countries? For example, what changes, if any, would you advocate in the current structure of the United Nations to make it a more effective vehicle for peace and order in the world? Question three. What do you think about the moratorium on nuclear weapons testing? Do you support the ratification of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty? What are the criteria for choosing countries allowed to have nuclear weapons? And who are the decision makers who determine these criteria? Do you agree with this or any criteria? And who should decide it and act on it? Question four. What do you think about preemptive war? Question five. How do you think international arms sales affect the economy, stability, and prospects for order in the developed and developing world? Question six. Many people in the Arab world blame the United States for the plight of the Palestinians with whom they identify. How best can the United States help the Israelis and Palestinians achieve agreement on coexistence and do this in a way that builds respect with the Arab world as well as with the people of Israel? If these questions are asked with an attitude of goodwill and genuine curiosity, and the questioner continues to listen with a high-quality interior state, following with more respectful questions, then change is possible. Read by Eileen Hannah.